The blood was shed. That's why there had, without no shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. If God had not shed the blood, you see, when Adam and Eve were driven out of the garden, or when they fell, they lost all of that. They lost their covering. They knew they were naked. They were ashamed. They were afraid. But when God covered them with coats, he was covering them from their nakedness, from their shame. In other words, that was mercy. Amen. That was God showing them mercy. Amen? Amen. So when the Lord shed his blood on the cross, again, he released the life of God to mankind. Now, I said in the last meeting that God supplies, but we apply. Remember the doorpost? The men of the house had to apply the blood to the doorpost. God provided a lamb for every house, but they had to slay the lamb and take of the blood and apply it. And the death angel, at the designated time when he was coming to strike Egypt, when he would see the blood, he would pass by. In other words, he had no business there. In other words, he saw God's flag standing there. He said, nope, I have no authority here. I got to go to where there ain't no flags, where there's no blood on the doorposts. And in every house of Egypt, in prison, every cow, every firstborn cow, every firstborn sheep, every firstborn snake in Egypt died. Can you imagine that? I want to kind of rewind some here because, see, all the miracles that Moses did, he smote the Nile, it turned to blood. He called flies. I wish I had some DVDs to show you, just to give you an idea of what this stuff looks like, because they have them. Maybe we will get them. But flies, lice, frogs, the cattle had, you know, disease, darkness. But none of those broke the power until the blood. All that power that was displayed, it was the blood that broke the power of the enemy. That broke the back of Egypt. Pharaoh said, leave us. After the blood was applied and the death angel came through, it was over. See, the blood has been applied to our life. Come on, tell somebody, game over. Come on, enemy defeated. Amen, enemy defeated. Why? The blood. Sometimes we get caught in that trap of trying to get what we already have. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. I'm so blessed I don't know what to do sometimes. It has to come out in a shout. Hey, it don't matter what I'm going through. I'm blessed. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed coming out. I'm blessed uprising. I'm blessed down sitting. I'm blessed in the country and in the city. I'm blessed. That don't change. Why? Because of the blood. Amen. But it was the blood that brought that deliverance. That broke the back of the camel. That was it. That was the last straw when the blood was applied. Well, you know what? At Jesus' death on the cross, there was upheaval. When he cried and said, it's finished, and that blood began to drip. Earth began to quake. Darkness covered the earth. The veil in the temple was torn. In other words, that which was forbidden for man, now we have entrance again. Amen? Because of the blood. Praise God. Now, when we plead the blood, like I said, God supplies. Jesus supplied the blood, but we apply it. We apply it through prayer. We apply it through decree. Some of y'all remember, like I said before, some of you remember back in the day, you would hear it a lot more often than you hear today, but you'd hear somebody pleading the blood. I plead the blood, the blood of Jesus. There were a lot more songs about the blood. Huh? Not that we've gotten totally away from it, but you don't hear it like you used to hear it. As a matter of fact, you don't hear anything about sin nowadays. Come on, say, you don't hardly hear anything about, who do you hear preach about sin or bring conviction of sin? Everything is pretty much grace or love. Something people have to understand and wake up to, and I hope it's not too rude an awakening for the body of Christ, but God is also a God of judgment. Tell somebody, judgment is coming. The enemy, and I know it's a ploy from the enemy. I know God is love, but he's also a God of justice. God was a God of love before the flood. He loved man before the flood, but he told Noah, man's wickedness has gotten out of control. Guess what? It's out of control now. Worse than it was then. It's out of control now. God said, I'll never judge the earth with a flood again, but he said, I'm going to judge the earth again. But this time it's going to be by fire. Hello, somebody. Read your Bible. I said, read your Bible. It's in your Bible. God is a God of love, but he's a God of justice. He's a God of judgment. And guess what? Judgment is coming to this planet. God's going to judge this earth again. That's why we need to be witnessing. Telling people about you. I don't care if they do laugh at you. Think you're crazy. Sow the seed. Amen. When's the last time you heard, besides somebody cussing, the word hell? Or about hell? People shy away from it, but it's a real place. And people go in there every day. These fools that are blowing themselves up in airports and stuff. In the name of their God. What kind of crazy is that? Immediately they lift their eyes in hell. Don't get it twisted. Don't get foolish. Don't think for a minute they're going somewhere. They're going to hell. They wake up right in hell. God said he hates those that shed innocent blood. Folk in the airport ain't doing nothing. On vacation, taking their children home from vacation. I'm going to hear somebody pressing detonators in the name of their God. Innocent blood. No, their judgment is going to be very severe. But let's not get this thing twisted. Don't for a moment be intimidated by what you see and what you hear. There's only one way. The devil has been very cunning. Listen, I say he's been very cunning. How? You know, anybody that had a strategy to try to spoil something that he knows is right, he would try to make as many other ways look right or feasible as possible to say that that can't be. You'll hear Oprah say, Jesus is not the only way. And what kind of voice does she have? How many millions listen to her and follow her in an occultic way? Or these other new age teachers that arise up. But Jesus said, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, or I am this. What about the guy in South America? I think it is South America somewhere, saying he is Jesus, or he is the Antichrist. He got a following of millionaires. He got a whole lot of people following him, and they're getting 666 tattooed on them. All over their body. They're deceived like that. Boy, I tell you, you ought to have a hallelujah party sometime just knowing that you are truly saved. If you are truly saved, if you know that God has saved you, my God, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. You know, back in the 70s, it was tough to get saved. I can imagine what it's like now with all this stuff out there. But what it took back then, it takes the same thing today. Take the Holy Ghost. Except my Heavenly Father draw you. Think about it, saints. Think about it. My God, that put the fear of God in me. What if God had decided not to? What if I wasn't on the list? Or what if at that moment I said no? And something else was influencing my life, and the door shut. Amen. We ought to be the most thankful people in the world. The most joyous people in the world. My goodness. The blood of Jesus. Now, remember, the rod. See, pleading the blood is the power of God. When we plead the blood, it's the power of God. It's the life of God. This is what we deal with as saints, because when Moses went before Pharaoh, a good example was the first thing he did before Pharaoh is he threw his rod down, and his rod became a serpent. And the magicians, the warlocks that were in the court, kind of chuckled. They dropped their rods. All of a sudden, you had a whole pit of snakes there. But one by one, Moses' snake devoured the other snakes. You see, the life that's in the blood is the life of God. Yes. But that life has to devour the lesser life. That carnal life. That give up life. That sinful life. It has to transform. It has to devour. See, it has the power to transform us. It takes us yielding. It takes us having a mind. Just having a mind. I can't do it myself, but I can say, yes, Lord. I can't do a thing for myself, but Lord, yes. When you got saved, you didn't save yourself. All you had to do was yield to what God was, the impression of God on your heart. God drawing you. You had to yield. All you had to do was say yes. He saves. He delivers. You can't do nothing to save yourself. Coming to church don't even save you. I was saved. I gave my heart to the Lord at home. Coming to church won't do it. Amen. Come to church. God could do it in a church. He could do it in your automobile. He could do it in your bedroom. He could do it in your restroom. He could do it on your job. It don't matter where you are. If God is dealing with you, if God is drawing you, He'll draw you. He'll do the work. All you got to do is continue to say, yes, Lord. And it even take God to show you you. I was sharing just Sunday. I still remember vividly at a party. You know what they do at parties? We were doing a lot of that. We was watching a fight. And in the middle of that fight, out of nowhere, we watching the fight. I hear a voice that says, there's got to be something better than this. It didn't make no sense to me. That was as good as it gets. You know, that beer commercial, that's good. It don't get no better than that. That's what I thought. But the voice said, there's got to be something better. But when I heard the Lord say that, I didn't know it was the Lord. When I heard that, my eyes, everything looked bad. Everything looked like, this, it's got to be something better than this. You know, this ain't it. But it was the Lord. And that was just one little brick in the building that He was pulling me. But I started yielding. I started losing sleep. I started not enjoying hanging out. You know, with people I was hanging out with, it just wasn't there no more. I was studying philosophy, so I would go home at night, and my father said, the best philosophy is the Bible. And I thought, oh, Dad, come on, you know, chill with that.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.